Protests continue across the U.S. and even beyond. This morning in New York City, protesters gathered outside the New York Police Department chanting Black Lives Matter and No Justice, No Peace. They also knelt for a short time in silent protest. In Houston, nearly 10,000 people are expected to attend a visitation for George Floyd. He grew up in that city and was buried next to his mother. He died while in Minneapolis police custody on Memorial Day. There were also weekend protests in the UK, Spain, Poland, Rome, and elsewhere. Here in Wisconsin, the demonstrations against police brutality and racial injustice have reached the state's smaller cities and towns. Many people who have never protested are getting involved, and rural areas are seeing unprecedented participation. Rob Mentzer has more.
Say his name!
George Floyd!
Black Lives
Matter!
Black Lives Matter!
On Saturday, some 1,500 people marched in Wausau in protest. The gathering there looked a lot like marches and protests across the country in the weeks since George Floyd was killed by a Minneapolis police officer. But it was the largest political demonstration Wausau has seen in decades, maybe ever.
It's thrilling, but I mean, this has been everywhere.
Carmen Hohen is one of the organizers of the Wausau event. She says the movement has reached even smaller cities.
There have been protests, rallies in all 50 states, which is huge, and even across the world. Like, you see even, like, small towns that you wouldn't think would have protests, where, like, Annago, Rhinelander, everyone's coming together.
All right, you guys, how are you doing today?
About 40,000 people live in Wausau. Its march on Saturday was among the largest the state has seen outside of Madison and Milwaukee. It's a sign of how broad and far-reaching the protest movement has become. For people of color like Hohen and another organizer, Gwen Taylor, the event was also a way to assert their right to belong.
Being part of a minority community, you don't always feel the numbers in small communities. I think it's even more important, if not just as important, for the small communities to come out together, for people to feel welcomed and come out of the woodwork and see that our community is diverse and we have strength in that diversity.
In the last week alone, there have been protests across Wisconsin's rural landscape. Hundreds marched in Sturgeon Bay and in Shawnee. On Saturday, about 60 people gathered in Hayward, population 2,300. On Wednesday, northern Wisconsin protesters walked across the bridge from Marinette to Menominee, Michigan. For lots of participants, it's their first time at a protest. Caitlin Schultz joined her first protest in Wausau at the end of May. She's been to three more in central Wisconsin since then. She has time to protest because she lost her job amid the COVID-19 pandemic. But she's also been moved by the experience.
I'm kind of an emotional person, so I tend to tear up and I might cry a little bit, and I get goosebumps when people are honking and stuff. And I just, you feel good. You feel like you're doing something important.
In Superior on Thursday, 21-year-old Clivia Prince said she does worry about her safety and the safety of her younger brother as Black people in a mostly white city. But she says seeing community support for the protests has helped her.
Seeing a lot of not people of color supporting us and seeing that they do care about our lives and they do care that we're people too.
For the most part, small cities have not seen the vandalism or violent clashes between police and protesters that have marked some large city protests. Ephraim Nikwai is a member of Superior's Police and Fire Commission. He says he hopes small cities can be a model for how to bring people together.
And when you look at the protest today, we see how peaceful it is. We see how engaged people were. You see all the honking of cars, and just to show that the community really supports. And this is an example that we could share with other communities.
You guys, let's have a great, peaceful protest.
In Wausau, organizers worked with police to put on Saturday's event. They say the march is the beginning of a movement that's still growing. Wausau organizer Kaylee McCauley says she's as surprised as anyone at how widespread the protest movement has become in just weeks.
I feel a joy and a hope that if you would have asked me a week and a half ago, I could not truly say that I felt.
In a speech, McCauley told attendees that she was shocked in the best of ways to see more than 1,000 people marching with her. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And Rob Mentzer joins us now with more on the story he's been covering. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
Well, protests we think of as a big city thing. That tends to get a lot of the TV coverage. Talk about what we're seeing a little more, as you explained there in that feature, after in these George Floyd-related protests around the state.
Oh, absolutely. So just to take Wausau as an example. So there was a protest march in 2016 in Wausau after a 15-year-old Hmong boy was charged with a homicide. There was a local event that coincided with the women's march around Donald Trump's inauguration. Before that, there were Tea Party protests like in 2010, 2011, and Iraq War protests before that. And all of those were they range somewhere between, you know, dozens or hundreds of participants. There were, you know, well more than 1,000 people marching on Saturday. Estimates seem to be closer to 1,500. And so that, I mean, it just dwarfs what the city has really seen.
And as we just heard there, this is a story we're hearing in communities even smaller than Wausau around the state, maybe not getting those four-digit numbers, but recently at least unprecedented numbers of people turning out for protests.
Absolutely right. Yeah. The mayor of Merrill, Wisconsin, population of less than 10,000 people, posted a photo last week of people with signs protesting outside the courthouse there. I was hearing from people in New Richmond or in Hayward this weekend. So yes, even though, you know, certainly some of these local protests are on a smaller scale, the fact that it's so widespread and so broad is new. It really is something that we have not seen in many of these communities.
People might think of these communities we're talking about as predominantly white communities. How would you describe the ethnic and racial makeup of the protests that you covered?
Well, very multi-ethnic, and I think that this is like really a significant part of what is going on here. And I talked to more, you know, this is in the story, but more than one of the sources I talked to reflected on the way that these protests give visibility for people of color in a community that is in, you know, you think of as predominantly white and is predominantly white. Like, so Wausau is less than 2% African American. So as a, like on paper, you think to yourself, well, that's not very many. But in a city of 40,000 people, if it's 1.2% African American, it means that there are 500 Black people in Wausau. And that, you know, account for Asian Americans or Latinx people, other minority groups. And, it starts to be actual significant numbers. And that was something that was really evident in the Wausau event and in others across the state.
I want to give a listen to one of the organizers of the Wausau March that you talked to, Kaylee McCauley.
And although I am saddened by the reason that we have all been moved to congregate here this morning, I think I speak for all of the organizers when I say we feel uplifted, we feel empowered, and we are shocked in the best of ways to see the number of people here with us today.
Yeah, so Kaylee's 20 years old, and I spoke with her after the event, and this is really it has been a significant moment for her in that she described sort of really feeling a despair around the death of George Floyd and the apparent lack of progress around racial justice issues, and she has seen seeing the support on Saturday. She said made her feel encouraged in a way that she wouldn't have even like thought possible before. And it's, you know, it's really a significant moment for her.
And Rob, what have you seen when it comes to interactions between police and protesters?
There were police in Wausau, and there have been police present at a number of small city protests in Shawano or Marinette or elsewhere. They've tended to really stay by the sidelines. In Wausau, the police, you know, the protesters worked with the police to organize this event and close down a route for the march in downtown Wausau. Police handed out water to protest. It was kind of hot that day. And so in general, you know, I think the small cities, they have really been, they've tended to happen during daytime hours. There hasn't been the sort of vandalism, and police in general have been pretty hands off.
Now, this is, of course, all going on during COVID-19. People have been wondering about precautions protesters have taken. Did you see anything along those lines?
Well, a lot of masks, not a lot of distancing. This you know, for better or worse, these protests are coming at a time when Wisconsin has lifted its formal restrictions, and a lot of people are making the choice to lift their sort of strictest social distancing measures. Whether they should or shouldn't be doing that is a question to ask, but as those sort of like social distancing practices had already begun to fray here in these protests, they're outdoors and people do have the ability to wear masks. A majority do. This is something that it's clear that a lot of people are willing to do, even as they may not be fully returning to normal life in other ways.
As we wrap up, Rob, from what you heard from organizers, are these one-off protests, or are some of them planning to do more in the weeks to come?
I think that all of them are planning to do more. WASA in particular has had three different events so far. A lot of energy went into this last weekend, and that's true in a lot of communities. This weekend was sort of a focus for a lot of the organizers, and they are taking a breath at this moment. But I don't think anyone who organized a protest thinks that they're going to stop here, and I would expect to see more participation as the summer continues.
Rob, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Rob Mentzer is Wisconsin Public Radio's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. We talked to him today about protests against racial inequality taking place in Wisconsin's small and mid-sized communities.